The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 6th day of June, 2017. Which reminds me, Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you put up there this Thursday? The boys from the USS Liberty will be doing my show. Do you have an email list for all the hosts? Ask Julie. I'm sure she has one combined. Can we get that out to the host as well to have them announce it? Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. At any rate.
John?
Yes.
Did you say 5th or 6th day of June?
Today is the 5th day. I'm sorry. Isn't it the 5th?
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say? 6th?
That's what I thought you said.
Well, maybe I thought I said the 6th, but didn't. Maybe I did. Oh, don't you start. I had somebody that I was mispronouncing somebody's name last week, and he made it a point to call in the show and say, you know, you're psychologically, you're slipping. Well, you know, I'm doing 5 different things. I used to be better, I'll admit, I used to be better at multitasking. I'm doing like 4 different things at the same time. So maybe I ought to cut it in half, and then I'll still get it right. At any rate, how are you?
I'm doing excellent.
You know, and... Go ahead.
Getting work done around the house, as my wife is delighted, you know.
Yeah, and she's working you in the worst heat?
Yes, she always does.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she hate you?
No, I have a large insurance policy on me.
Oh. Yeah, I never considered
that. No, not true. Not true.
Oh, I never considered that. Have you? Hey, I'm just, we'll let that one go.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to get into a couple of things here. It has to do with the economy and jobs as well. But Trump wants his ban. He used the term ban again with the countries that are supplying the never-ending supply of terrorism. Of course, with the help and the aid and the support of the United States government. And we're getting all these judges in these circuit courts that, they're not ruling on the Constitution or what the power of the president is. They're soapboxing for the left. Now, I think this is a true statement. When Billy Clinton popped in, what did he do? Didn't he fire all the federal judges?
Yeah, I believe he did.
I think... that he did.
Yeah, most of them, if not all of them.
Okay.
Most of them.
Yeah. Well, these same federal judges that have been hanging around for a while, these are the ones that are blocking Donald Trump with doing the export of illegal aliens that are in this country. You know, if we're to buy all the, this has just happened spontaneously, and it's not the intelligence agencies helping to set off these false flags to keep us in a state of fear and apprehension, then we've got to look at it in a different sort of light. But really, I mean, building a wall? I want to play something here. And why Donald Trump? I posted this on the website with the caption as a public service announcement. I am Donald Trump and I approve of this message. You know, the standard political thing to let you know that this is my campaign money and I approve this message. Well, here's Billy Clinton back in, let me bring this up. I think it was back 1996, I think that it was. Would that, I'm sorry, 95? Here's Bill Clinton's State of the Union address in 1995 with Al Gore seated right behind him. And our venerable one here, Newt Gingrich. Here's what Clinton said in that State of the Union message.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Everybody on both sides of the aisle are standing and applauding. Everybody. Wow. We've come a long way, baby.
You kind of wonder what happens because nothing can
stop. What happened to Ron? It sounds like you're talking to me through the bathroom door.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where were you?
Well, actually, I was eating my breakfast in the meantime.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
I know you've had a lot of heat out there, but I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's dinner time.
Yeah, it probably is.
What do you think of that? I mean,
well, you know, you kind of wonder. Certainly, it's a formula that's been used by every president. Even if Obama did the same thing, but they don't seem to be getting anywhere with it. And I guess it's the courts that defy, or it's either individual states that defy wanting to get rid of immigrants or wanting to stop the flood of immigrants coming into the country. So, and this is why I like Donald Trump, because he's not going to allow sanctuary cities. He's not going to fund any state that does that. So that's the plus. I haven't heard that from Obama or from Clinton.
Well, there was Clinton's State of the Union saying everything and then some what Donald Trump has said. But, okay, minus the fact that he was talking about terrorists, he was just talking about illegal aliens. Donald Trump has said the same thing about illegal aliens, and guess what? You know, we need a moratorium on who we're shipping into this country. You know, this is a national security issue, which now far exceeds the need that he gave to the American people back in 1995. I am astounded. And no news media, to my knowledge, has played that clip. There he was. That came directly off of C-SPAN, by the way. And that's public. Anybody can go to it. Any news agency, any network television, they can go up there and snag that and play it till their heart's content. But that doesn't really seem to be in the mix.
You know, the end goal is to crucify Trump. I mean, that's the end goal. Whether he's right or wrong, they're going to do it.
This is thoroughly amazing to me. We're not even using terms like hypocrisy. We're not using descriptive terms anymore. I'm just using their own words, and I don't have to say a damn thing. Here you go. So what has happened? Where are the marching orders coming from? They seem to be in total lockstep. The Democrats have seemed to quit playing politics, and now they're just on an agenda. And I've said this before, and I will say this again. I know what weight politics in this country plays, folks. It is in its proper order of importance. I understand what the federal government has turned into. I get that. But I also do understand that there are many people out there that are still sliding little bits of paper into the ballot boxes in each cycle, whether it be Congress, Senate, President, I don't care. They're still out there voting. And for this mantra, this diatribe for now how many months, that Vladimir Putin with Megyn Kelly, even she asked the question about bringing down the elections in America, and he basically called her an asshat. He says, what's wrong with you people? They have been using this and using it, and it's got no teeth. It's got no basis in fact. They're drawing their conclusions off of absolutely nothing, but churning it no matter what the facts are saying. They're churning it over and over and over again. And as I said last week, there are people up on the Hill that are witnessing Democrats and Republicans alike, well, we'll call them closer to the rhinos, walking around in a stupor, like it's become something surreal. And now they're starting to think, well, wait a minute, in a year and a half or so, we got elections coming up. We got Republicans that are controlling the House and the Senate and the White House. And people are out here chomping at the bit, looking at the little asshats that have been pawning themselves off of Republicans, and they're saying very quietly, but very clearly to each other that, this time around, Trump has opened up the door. Now you're going to see more and more people that are going to come forth and say, now they have a little bit more courage. They've seen Donald Trump do the impossible, get elected president. Well, can't they get elected Congress critter or senator? By appealing to the people and saying, look, yeah, Donald Trump was right. They don't even have to mention his name. But they've gained political traction while the Democrats seem to be locked in this, I can't get off a stupid cycle. Rinse, wash, repeat. Rinse, wash, repeat. They keep doing the same dumb thing over and over again. It very well could be, Ron, and I hope this is wrong. It very well could be. You got to refresh me here, boy. Okie dokie. Hit me. I'm sorry. If I do the refreshing on this side, will it bring it up? Nope, I got a blank screen. You got to do it from your end. Well, don't get mad at it. You just have to redo it. But politically, I see this as I don't even think they give a damn anymore.
You're saying it very well could be. Do you remember what your thought was?
About?
That was the last phrase you said before you said refresh, Mike.
Well, I said it. It very well could be that the politics is a thing of the past and they just don't give a damn. They don't care. Yeah. You know, it is that far gone. Any information you're getting out of the Fed right now, I mean, it used to be that you had to selectively and you had to very carefully sift through all the hudda to get to any nuggets of truth. Now you can't even find that anymore. You can shift, you can go through a mountain of bullcrap and not turn up anything. I don't even think they care anymore. The intelligence agencies are not even spending the time to give you a plausible story. It's just total in your face, hey, this is it, take it or leave it. We don't care if you believe it or not. But the one thing they are pushing real, real hard, and that's terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. And I want to get around to that one as well. And what used to be called blowback, well, this is intentional. What is being done to secure the state to be in absolute control is here. All right, Tom in Florida. Flip him up there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, John, you can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, John, talking about terrorism, what's going on in England, the 21,000, the English police are trying to check out. 18,000 of them are males, John. 3,000 of them are women. And in Germany, there's 1 million at the Stasi from East Germany, Merkel Berserkel, whose family was with Stasi, and the Russian Stasi. She went to school in Russia, believe it or not. Of those million, there's almost 750,000 of them are males. John, what are these Muslim males going to do in Europe? All they want is they're going to want women. And they'll take them whatever way they can, blonde women, red hair women, brunettes, whatever, as long as they're going to take these light European women and they're going to, whatever they're going to do to get them, and get them locked up. This is all a big plan by Soros and the Rothschilds to destroy the white gene pool of Europe, and same here in America. Trump caught on to it. And let me ask you, what's going on in England, you think that's going to stop, John? There ain't no way that's going to stop. And there's of the 21,000 that are over in England that they're trying to vet now, or they have on their radar screen, over 18,000 of them are males. So why would you bring a male population into Europe that are going to try to take your women, rape them, or whatever they can, or try to mindwash them to take them, have their children with these Muslims? This is nothing but by design by the Schwein and the Zog. And that's what's behind this whole nonsense, this terrorism. Same with the United States, and you were talking a minute ago about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, matter of fact, he said he was the first black president, John. But actually, listen, he probably was, because he had a black son, Danny Williams Clinton, and the media never brought up on that, John. Danny Williams Clinton went on TV right before the election saying, hey, Bill, just pay me some child, get me some child support, because you were banging my mother and you had me. The kid looks just like him, John. How come he's on a Republican show?
I don't know, Tom, but you take a hard racial bent on everything, but I understand.
Well, it's not hard racial, John. It's just the facts. No, I've got to give the facts the best way
Tom,
I see them.
Tom, this is not the first call you've made into this network or to this show. I get it.
You're the greatest.
I understand. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. All right. Well, I wonder what a half-black Billy Clinton boy would look like. Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hello. Hey. A website. Simple. The Trump Card by Walter Weiss. The second thing.
I can't hear him.
Yeah. Well, the Trump Card by Walter Weiss. That's the website. Okay. What Billy Clinton said and what Trump said, do you think there's any difference? Do you actually believe that these people are different? We got the opportunity to vote for their selection. I said, if you remember, about 6 months before the election, that if Trump gets in and does what he says, they'll kill him. And I said, if he gets in and doesn't do what he said, we'll have a revolution. No, I take that revolution back because the people are too stupid. The Hegelian dialectic. Have them look it up and try to understand. It's very simple. Cognitive dissonance. Holding two opposing thoughts at the same time.
Or leading the opposition, Fred.
And normalcy bias.
There you go.
For Christ, they say we do it over and over and over and over again to expect a different outcome.
Yeah.
Jeez. And we're doing it. Hell, they're playing us like a...
Fred, I've got to run. I got a break. Thank you. Appreciate your call.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, your eyes, I am complete. In your eyes, see the doorway, your eyes, a thousand churches, your eyes, the resolution, your eyes, of all the fruitless souls. Oh, I see the light.
Well, I've talked about this, that I was waiting for the day, knowing that this is state-sponsored terrorism. Zbigniew and the boys, they're the ones that created Al-Qaeda, supposedly under the guise in Afghanistan of fighting the Russians. We've seen what they have done with this. We saw and we're witnessing still the ongoing, purposely laid out plans for Syria. Give the UN enough time to come in for humanitarian reasons. Oh, yes, there's such humanitarians, and I just love the track record. Wherever the little blue helmet boys go, rape, robbery, murders, you know, you name it. They pick the best of the best of the communists, don them with little uniforms, and send them out supposedly on peacekeeping and humanitarian missions. And I don't know why anybody in the establishment, and especially the mainstream news, has never made an observation that every damn one of these general secretaries has been a communist, without fail. So we can carry on with the poor, poor people. Look at the people over the Middle East. You know, they, oh, gosh, this is a humanitarian move. No, this is a sped-up balkanization of this planet, is what it is. So this latest attack in London, the third to hit Britain within 75 days, is once again provoking a debate about the relationship between Islam and terrorism. On one side, we have those who say Islam is inherently violent and is incompatible with the basic canons of Western civilization. On the other side, we have the liberals who say that this is a liberal on an entire religion, and that the advocates, that makes no sense. We have liberals who say that this is a libel on an entire religion. Oh, I see. Okay. What a weird way of saying it, but yeah, this is kind of a black eye to that. And that the advocates of religious violence are a distinct minority within the Muslim faith. And that is a true statement. Now, these two views have distinct policy implications. The former would impose what amounts to a Muslim ban on travel to Western countries, and the world, furthermore, mandates state surveillance of mosques and other religious institutions of that faith. The latter stance would oppose these measures and proceed as if the Muslims posed the same danger to us as, say, Presbyterians. That might be none at all, or very limited, depending on how you feel about Presbyterians. Now, both views are simplistic nonsense. Furthermore, neither offers an effective policy to deal with the problem as defined. Now, the origins of Islamic terrorism are not in dispute. Now, the idea that they hate us because we're free, that is, because of our secular values and Western lifestyle, was not even worth considering, at least initially. And after all, Japan, for an example, which is not exactly an exemplar of Islamic values, has never been attacked by Islamic extremists. South America has proved similarly immune. The focus of the Islamist wrath has been on the United States and Western Europe. Not coincidentally, those countries which have a long history of intervention in the Muslim world. Which brings us to the theory of blowback. The idea that the root cause of radical Islamic terrorism is simple retaliation. Chalmers Johnson, whose book entitled Blowback, The Costs and Consequences of American Empire, was published before 9/11. And also of Robert Pape, who has done a yeoman's work on this issue, are very useful. Johnson put the concept in its historical context, and Pape shows with extensive detailed evidence that occupied peoples routinely adopt such tactics as suicide bombings to fight the overwhelming presence of occupiers. And this is not limited to Islamic, okay, people, by any means. The Tamil Tigers fighting for the liberation of Sri Lanka, for example, employed the same tactics. And so this blowback concept, in its pure form, avers that it isn't about religion, but about resistance, the resistance of military weak insurgency against an occupying power that exerts overwhelming force. Shock and awe. Adherents of this theory point to the statements of the terrorists themselves, principally Al-Qaeda, which declared that the presence of the U.S. troops on the sacred soil of Saudi Arabia motivated and justified the 9/11 attacks. Aside from that, they point to other examples of Western imperialism, the invasion and occupation of Iraq, U.S. support to Muslim despots, and the ongoing war on terrorism, from their perspective, is a war on Islam. More on this after we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just the same.
So it's all very cut and dried, is it? But is it? It's been 16 years since the 9/11 attacks, long enough for a strand of Islam to emerge that views terrorism against Western targets as a religious duty. Furthermore, the radical Islamic critique of Western values and lifestyle as morally corrupt has been integrated into the pure consequential idea of blowback as retaliation for specific actions. Because it can surely be argued, especially among religious ideologues, that a society capable of killing hundreds of thousands in, say, Iraq, let's change that, millions, let's say in Iraq, is inherently depraved. Given the theory of blowback, this merging of typically anti-colonialist narrative with a moral critique was inevitable. And give it to a religious angle wasn't too difficult. After all, in the years since September 11th, 2001, has the U.S. and its allies attacked any non-Muslim countries? The only foreign country that I think has attacked us has been Israel. Whoops. And it's not as if there aren't elements within the Orthodox Islam that need only elaboration to legitimize this mutant variation. The very concept of jihad and the storied history of Islamic conquerors who converted new adherents by force feed into this frenzied fundamentalism, which seeks to return to a purer form of Muhammad's creed. Of course, one could point to similarly aggressive tendencies in Christianity as well as other faiths, and yet the missing element here is a history of military occupation and conflict. Religious beliefs, like all human concept, isn't static. It undergoes changes in response to events. It adapts, it mutates, it evolves. Christianity changed in response to the advance of science. Galileo is no longer considered to be a heretic. Judaism was transformed by the Holocaust. Zionism, yesterday embraced by a tiny minority of Jews, it's dominant today. Islam is not immune to the tides of history. Western liberals downplay this uncomfortable truth because they generally disdain religion and fail to appreciate its power. They cannot understand how a person could drive a truck into a crowd of pedestrians and go on a stabbing spree while shouting, "This is for Allah," or "Allah Akbar." Allah for them is a delusion. Religion is a primitive throwback, a reactionary activism that is on its way out. Yet this is hardly true in most areas of the world outside the global metropolis. I know that's kind of stretching a little bit, but hang with me. Now, the failure of this Western liberal elite to acknowledge its reality, the reality of a newly militant strand of Islam that upholds terror as a sacred duty, is linked to their appeasement of the Saudis. For years, the kingdom has exported its austere version of Islam, Wahhabism, which serves as a theological foundation of the very terrorist movement we are supposedly pledged to fight. A few days before the attack on the London Bridge, the news broke that the investigation into the sources of terrorist funding commissioned by the government of former Prime Minister David Cameron would probably not be published due to its sensitive nature. There's too much evidence that the Saudis are the principal financiers of terrorist organizations. So what did we just do? Yeah, we did a $350 billion deal with them. I wonder what they're going to do with all that money. Britain recently signed off on a series of multi-billion dollar arms deals with the Saudis. The U.S. has done the same, and a deal brokered by none other than the president's son-in-law. Meanwhile, Donald Trump travels to the kingdom where the anti-terrorist center is inaugurated by the very folks who are funding radical Islamic terrorism worldwide. Now, the West has done everything possible to encourage the growth and development of radical Islamic terrorism, from invading the Muslim world and supporting the state sponsors of terrorist organizations. We armed and funded Islamic extremists in Syria in a bid to overthrow the secular despotism of Bashar al-Assad, and then wondered and how and why returnees from that conflict took their holy war to the streets of Europe's cities. One wouldn't have acted any differently if the goal had been to deliberately create a terrorist menace. And what is the solution offered by our... Here's a sample. British Prime Minister Theresa May says, "We must regulate the Internet, which is now supposedly a safe space for terrorists." And quoting her, "We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed." Yet that is precisely what the Internet and the big companies that provide Internet-based services provide. We need to work with the allies, democratic governments, to reach international agreements to regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning. Wow. The very people that are in there causing the problem in the first place are going to offer you a solution, and here's the solution. We're just going to regulate everything. We're going to stop this hate crime on the Internet. We're going to grind it all to a halt. What they're basically saying is the one free thing that we did have to communicate, because they've controlled the medias of just about every respective industrialized country that use the funny money out there, at least. And I do believe that's the binding deal that says that you will do what we tell you to do. Otherwise, we're going to cause you economic chaos like you have never seen. Do you want that? Or do you want to play along, because we do have an endgame scenario here? Your choice. Now, the British government already regulates the Internet. Its powers have been used primarily to quash alleged anti-Muslim sentiment. But you can be arrested and charged with a hate crime for saying the wrong thing about Islam on Twitter or in a blog post. The Investigatory Powers Act was passed by Parliament in November. It requires the Internet providers to maintain a list of websites visited by all Internet users for up to a year, and also gives the government broad powers to intercept communications. And Theresa May wants to internationalize this regulation. Now, it's hard to believe that May and her cohorts really think this will have the least effect on terrorist activities. It's clearly just a pretext to regulate a phenomenon that threatens the powers that be. Rather than combat terrorism, the idea to extend the authority of the government as far as they can and can get away with it, and as the terrorist wave rises, there's no telling how far they will go. Now, not only are Western governments uninterested in actually stopping terrorism, but the terrible truth is that there is no stopping it. Some problems have no solution, and this is one of them. We can wipe out ISIS in Syria. They can scatter worldwide, returning as refugees to the cities of their enemies. We can restrict travel, reject Muslim immigrants, and yet the second and third generations already embedded in Western societies will take up their cause. We can spy on our own citizens, regulate the Internet within an inch of its life, restrict hate speech, bomb more Muslim countries, and still the monster's tentacles will wriggle through and grasp our throats. This is what we have unleashed on ourselves, a monster that will not and cannot be killed. The idea that we cannot live with this akin is to the idea that we cannot live with our own history. It's an idea without meaning. The past is prologue. It won't be repealed or denied. We invaded Iraq, we invaded Afghanistan, we funded and armed Al-Qaeda during the Cold War in the league with the Saudi allies. In Greek mythology, the figure of Nemesis dramatizes our current predicament. She is the goddess of retribution, whose name is derived from the Greek words Nemesis and Nemo, meaning disperser of dues. She pursues her quarry relentlessly, visiting on them the consequences of their deeds. Well, I've said this repeatedly. They weren't this well organized, okay? These supposed terrorists weren't that well organized. And Ron, I believe that no matter what it was, whether it was 9/11, it sure as hell wasn't Saudi Arabia or the Saudis that did this. They might have had a hand in it, but I see the intelligence agencies, the United States, and I certainly see the fingerprints of Israel all over this. We see terrorism acts happening all over the planet. But initially, I do believe that these were guided and shepherded by the very intelligence agencies that are claiming to be out there to watch everything to make sure this stuff doesn't happen. They have said that this is the war that will never end. It's going to be multi-generational. And again, they will not go back to square one and go, well, geez, where might have we gone wrong? Maybe invading countries that had absolutely no threat to America and or its allies, up to and including Israel. How many attacks have you heard? How many border incursions have you heard going into Israel? Only a madman, Ron, would invade a country that if they'd had enough of it, they tell the leaders of that respective country and go, look, you know, you really need to stop this, and we mean now. No, we really, really, really do mean now. And then launch a few nuclear weapons at the country and say, now, do we have your attention? Because Israel certainly has the capability, unlike any other country in the Middle East, to do exactly that. I'm sitting here in abject amazement that there are people within government that know exactly what's going on that will not stand up and take a stand against this without examining the primary reasons why the United States and its good buds and pals, the coalition that we built, we go in the Middle East and kill millions. And all of a sudden there's a few excited people that say, what the hell? What the hell do I have to lose? Let me jump in a truck and go mow down a couple of dozen people. or let me go strap a bomb on myself, and let me cause a little panic and terror. Maybe I can wipe out 20, 30 people. Maybe I can get 100. But, you know, to their point of view, that this life is not living worth living, so what the hell do I have to lose? They won't do it, Ron.
No. No, you know, you bring up a very important point, is Israel has not been attacked. And with its tentacles within every country, I have no doubt of it, and that it is one of the strongest allies of the United States, and I don't see it. I don't know how that could be. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting the whole picture there.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Great article, John. Thanks for reading all that.
Yeah.
From my view, what we're seeing is the final implementation of the Agenda 2030 protocols, where we have censorship, and then we have hacking of the banks, so we need to go to a world currency, and then with all the invasion anyway, well, you're just not going to be France anymore. And I kind of see where we're down to the bottom of the checklist, and they're pushing it all at the same time.
Well, and I've been discussing this off air with a lot of people in the last couple of weeks, and I think they've pushed this thing as far as they can. With everything that I see coming back, they're not getting what they want, and I think what's going to happen is they're just going to continue with their plan as we've seen it laid out and in practice right now. And when it becomes blatantly obvious, even to the brain dead out there, what's going on, and they realize they can't get any more traction out of this terrorist model to bring people to their knees and submit to government for protection, I think financially they'll just pull the plug. At this point, the one theme of World Awakening has been centered around finding out what their banking system has done to their own country, and, you know, just like here in America. So that long-term is playing out. So then we whip up the porn fear here, and then we loop this stuff endlessly to try to convince people that, you know, you need to be protected. You know, I'm just looking at this, Mike, and I'm going, you know, how much longer must this circus continue? You know, is it going to be in business as long as Barnum and Bailey was? What, 145 years? Jeez.
Well, and there's the question. Is anybody, whether it's you two or the board op or the listeners, is anyone surprised when we hear another news story about something and then watch it unravel on the Internet 2 hours after the network news is talking about the next tragedy?
That's what more Theresa May is concerned about than anything else. This is, you know, I mean, these guys can send letters, for God's sake, to each other. There are 1.5 million different ways that you can get your message to other people without using the freaking Internet, okay?
So, right, so we know that's fake.
Yeah, here it comes. The one tool that we have maximized to our advantage has been the worldwide Internet.
And it's a powerful tool. Information is the most powerful tool.
Bingo.
So I think you're totally right, because they're going to, their AI computer is going to finally figure out that, okay, we can't do this anymore, so we either drop the bomb or we pull the plug.
They're not going to drop the bomb. That would get a little bit too, you know, I mean, gosh, think about that. The one weapon that has been developed that nobody has used against another country or in retaliation. You know, we came close ourselves here with the Cuban Missile Crisis. The American intelligence totally missed 4 Russian subs that were
down there.
Yeah, well, right there with our little flotilla, our little blockade, and that those subs themselves were armed with at least 2 nuclear-tipped torpedoes.
Yeah, I think they know that they're buffoons, and they're doing their best to do what their whatever evil plans or whatever you want to call it. And there's some point where there are people like you and Ron and maybe myself who are smarter than them and can see right through this, so ultimately, their last weapon will be the currency.
I hope
people are ready.
Yeah, and I hope, and that's what I want to get into next, Mike. What a segue here. Let me take Keith in Montana. Mike, thank you so much for your call.
You guys take care.
All right. That's what I want to get into next, is this economy. I mean, we're, hey, Dow is at an all-time high. Based on what? We're gonna whip out some facts and figures that are going to make your jaw drop. You think the unemployment number is at 92 million? Try this one. 101 million. We'll get around to it. Keith in Montana. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, afternoon, John. Hey, did you happen to catch the article from American Free Press where it says Greater Israel, 1982 plan for Middle East Empire aided by ISIS?
I want to say that I saw the story and didn't read it, or I saw the story and maybe I didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like Netanyahu that said that ISIS is good for Israel, and then we have ISIS that actually apologizes to Israel. So,
hold on one second. I got to break, Keith. Hold on one second. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause
all right, we're back. Keith, we got interrupted by a break there, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to pick on you for something else, too, but I'll get to that in a second. But If you remember the Middle East plans for the LP gas line from Qatar, which would run up through Iraq and Syria, and probably meet up over in the Golan Heights, which would also probably link off with the Leviathan LP gas field over in Gaza, or just off Gaza's coast. I was trying to draw the dots yesterday on my show there, and when I was doing that, I saw this where it says the UAE-Saudi campaign to end Qatar's independence. And it goes on talking about this unity pact that Mr. Trump had was forming with the UAE.
Yeah, supposedly to fight terrorism. Does he know?
Right.
Does he understand that the deep state is actually funding the terrorism? Does he know this, or is he on vacation?
Well, see, that gets into the second story, where it says sanctions leaving military bases a possible option against Qatar. And then it's highlighted in the article. It says, Qatar was under increasing pressure in Washington this week from Congressman Ed Royce and former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, raised possible sanctions and moving the U.S. Military base out of the country of Doha if it does not change its ways. And I thought, well, what's going on? And then I see another story. It says Qatar expresses reservations over Israel's U.N. candidacy. And I was trying to draw the dots on there. So here we have, just like Yemen or any of these other countries, where their puppet leaders are rejected, and instantly they become an enemy. And if you're familiar with the article, it's called, it was on the Gulf Daily News. Where's my organic alarm? Anyway, Operation Hornet's Nest, this is where Snowden had talked about how the U.S., U.K., Israel, had all formed this alliance. And as you were talking earlier, the fact of if you start sticking a hornet's nest and you start getting stung from it, that's the repercussions. So whether it's war refugees, I hate the term immigrants because they're war refugees. When the Allies are terror bombing the Middle East, those people fleeing, and I would bet they would be fleeing with mass reservations.
And Keith, I'm glad you brought that up, because the parallel I'm drawing here to try to get people to understand what the hell has been happening to all these Middle Eastern countries. I don't care if it's Yemen. I don't care if it's Syria, Iraq. It doesn't matter. I mean, we've got a drone policy here. Put together by a bunch of kids, and they're sitting there policing and refereeing themselves. And they're the ones picking targets and going in and blowing the crap out of everything and killing civilians. Imagine this, folks. You're walking down the street in your own town. You're doing a little window shopping. You got the kids out with you. You're going to go get an ice cream cone. Then all of a sudden, boom, your kids have been turned into human confetti. How would you feel about that? This is what's been going on in the Middle East, this systematic killing, murdering, under the guise of fighting this coalition to protect that sock puppet that happens to be in power at the time. My God,
yeah,
Keith.
John, you got a break coming up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I was going to pick on you about your pluralism again. You keep saying we. I'm not responsible for any of that.
Well, unless I can send a letter to President Keith Rogers, that puts you in the we category.
Yeah, but remember, though, under Nuremberg law, that's aiding and abetting. So. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Keith. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
All right. Nobody's asking the question. What can we do to fundamentally change the attitudes here? Stop blowing the crap out of everybody that's not a threat to you. How's that? Until they do become a threat. Oh, gee, I wonder how that happened. Second hour coming up.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.